Okay, yesterday we started the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, such a famous Gemara. Rav Huna came up with a chiddush that's kemat explicit in the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about a giyorish and his gara plus and ibashal v'shanim yamechon. Girl converted when she was an infant. It's not shaykh to say that she had das geiris, such a genius at the age of two. She really knew all about Yiddishkeit, so she doesn't know anything. So that's kemat mefurish. I'm always going to say how you could be matre the raya. So the simple reading in the Mishnah is like Rav Huna. How can it be? But all the laws of geiris are learned out from Maimon Har Sinai, and you have to have das geiris. You have to agree to become a geir. So that's Rav Huna says. Since it's l'toyv asay. So we pointed out yesterday, we emphasized this. If I give you a matana to be zeicher for someone who's not here, so there, al pi pashtus, you're using the principle of zochen liyadim shloi b'fanav on two levels. Number one, he didn't do the maisa hagbor, you're doing the maisa hagbor for him. So you say zochen on the maisa. Then number two, he doesn't have kavanas kinyan, he doesn't know what's happening b'chlal. You're substituting, you're giving the kavanas kinyan in his behalf. So you're using zochin both on the das and on the maisa. Here in our case, the ger katan, Rashi says, we're mal the baby, and we're matba the baby in the mikveh. We're doing everything to the maisa. The maisa geris is done on the baby. So there's no zochin. It's not that we're going into the mikveh instead of the baby. The baby is in the mikveh. So there's no zochin on the maisa. The zochin is only on the das. And then we had a case where there's only Zochen on the Maisa, there's no Zochen on the Das. That's a Mishnah in Gittin that Tosis quotes from Daf Yud Gimel, that the Mishnah quotes a Machlokes Rameir Nachachomim is in an act of Zochen to be Mekabel Ashtar Shichra on behalf of an Eved Kanaini. It has Milas and it has Chasrainas. So that's the Shaila, which outweigh which. So we Paskin like the Chachomim, Schuso Levit Sheyotzi Mitachas Yad Rabba Lecheres. We assume that it is an act of Zochen. But if the Eved would be here in person, we would have been able to give him the Shtar Shichra Bal Karchoi, just like by Get Isha. The din is, all the Tanoim agree, you can give the Get to the Isha Bal Karchoi. There's a Pilpal Achreinim have, to Beishamai also agree that you can give a Get Bal Karchoi, because in the end of Gittin, the very end of Gittin, there's a Machlokes, Rabbi Simla Beishamai, what are grounds for divorce? In Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezra, that's the first simon in Hilchus Gittin. What are grounds for divorce? So Bisham say only if zinsa, kimotzba erbas daba. If not motza erbas daba, you're not allowed to divorce your wife. And if you divorce your wife without motzba erbas daba, so according to Bisham, the get is not chal. So there's a pilpul in the Sfardish Achreinim whether Bisham would agree with Beis Hillel or disagree. Maybe what it says all over in Shas that a get is good even malkocha shalish. Maybe that's only Aliv the Beis Hillel. Beishamai would not agree. So this is a psashtikal, a joke, where they present it as if the Mishlam Melech has one vote, and the Perach Matei Aharon has one vote. They quote Achreinim we never heard of. Mishlam Melech says, of course Beishamai agree. What Shaykh Machlekes on that? That says all over in Shas. A get Bal Karcha is good. That's not a Machlekes, Beishamai and Misil. And the scholars write as if it's a Machlekes. Achreinim Mishlam Melech says, Beishamai agree with Beishil. And a whole bunch of Sfardash Achreinim disagree. They're not entitled to an opinion. What do I mean they disagree? Shlomo Melech has 1,000 votes. Each one of them has one vote, so it's 1,000 to 3. So they're well outvoted.
And then Mice, we say something, but what about
Dasa Charis Machnoso? Dasa Charis? Yeah.
We say about Kotten, right? So why can't we use that here also? That?
What do you mean, to give him a tonne? Very good, very good. I'm assuming. Give the matmon is not here. I give you the matani yozeicha for him. So I'm assuming yesterday and today that it's zochin on the maisa. You're doing the maisa agbor for him, and zochin on the kavanas kinyan. So you're pointing out it's not so poshut that you need kavanas kinyan. Maybe it's only zochin on the maisa kinyan, because whenever there's das acheres makna we paskin, you don't need das koina. There's no need for das koina. You just can't do it bal korchoi. Let's say I want to give a matana to someone. There's das acheres makna. And the Mekabah Matana doesn't want to accept it. He doesn't want to receive it. So you can't give him Matana Bal Korcha Shalodim. The only moment that a person gets Bal Korcha is Yerusha. When the father dies, he gets the Yerusha, whether he likes it or not. Then after he gets the Yerusha, if he wants, he could be mafkirit. But he can't just say, I don't want to accept the Yerusha. The Pishnaim, he can say, I don't want to accept the Pishnaim. Because it says in Chumash, as Chabro ben Asnua Yake, losis lo Pishnaim. Losis lo shem matona. The Gemara says, matona kari rachmona. Just like matona can't be balkarchoi, so the Pishnaim can't be balkarchoi. So if the father dies, and he leaves Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, he leaves a lot of children. So the Bechor is entitled to Pishnaim. So the Bechor cannot say, I don't want to get any Yerusha at all, because I don't want to get the Pishnaim. He has a right to be Mevatar. He can't force the Pishnaim down his throat, Bal Korcha. But the Chelek Pshitas, the Chelek HaYerusha that each one of the children gets, that you get Bal Korcha. Yeah. So that's a question. The way I'm presenting it, that in a normal case of Zochin, you're saying Zochin on the Maisa, you're doing the Hakbor for the other fellow who's not here, and you're having the Kavanas Kinyan on his behalf. So you're raising an issue, is that really true? That it's Zochin on the Das. You don't need Das Kaina. Whenever there's Das Acheres Makna, there are different opinions in Tosfos. In Sanhedrin, Daf Samaches on the basis of a gigantic Tosfos that talks about our Sugit. We'll discuss it later today. Very relevant Tosfos. So Tosfos has two opinions about that. When you have Das Acheres Makna to give a matana to a cotton, a Gadol wants to give a matana to a cotton. The cotton Kainim in Atayra. But he say, no, a cotton is a labar das, so you need das kaina. So in Choshem Ishbot, the accepted opinion is that when a gadol gives a matana to a cotton, the cotton can be kaina min a Torah. Whenever there's das acheres makna, there's no need for das kaina. You can't be kaina bal korchai. You can say you need kavanas kinyan. You don't need das kinyan. A cotton is a labar das, but you can say you still need kavanas kinyan. It's still reasonable to say, when I give you the matona to be zoich on behalf of someone who's not here today, if the other guy's here, I'll give it to him directly. He's not here. So I give you the matona to be zoich on his behalf that I shouldn't be able to back out. I may change my mind till tomorrow when the guy shows up. So you want to make the kinyan today on his behalf. So we assume that it's a zochin both on the maisa, you're doing the hagbo on his behalf, zochin on the maisa, and zochin on the da. So you're chiseling it down. It's not really Zochan and the Das. You're right, we pask in the Choshem Ishbot, whenever there's Das Acheres Makna, there's no need for Das Kaina. But you still need Kavanas Kinyan. You have to have Kavanas Kinyan. That's a shot. Do you need Kavanas Kinyan? There's a Nemukah Yosef in Cheska Sabbat, in Nemukah Yosef on the side of the Rif. So the Gemara talks about Oide Minichse Ager Kasov Shein Shalom. Let's say a person puts up a fence around the field of Hefker. If I want to be makna something to somebody, so you can make a kinyan chazaka. What's a valid form of chazaka? Godar. No godar of parrots, Mishnah says. Godar, he puts up a fence around the sodom. So that constitutes a kinyan chazaka. Let's say I say, I want to give you the field b'matana. And you say, is it okay if you make a kinyan chazaka? I say, please make a kinyan chazaka. You put up a fence, so you kind of. What if I die? I'm a ger shemes vein lo yorshim. So all of my property becomes hefker. And then you know that it's up for grabs. It's hefker kala kaidim zocha. You put the fence around, having in mind to be kind of. So the Gemara says that chazaka is kind of min a hefker. What happens if you thought the field was yours? You didn't realize that it's Ger Shemes Vein Lo Yorshim. And you made a fence around the field thinking that it's your field. You didn't have Kavanas Kinyan at all. So then the Gemara says, Oida Mirchse Ager, you're digging, let's say making a fence around the Vikasov Shein Shaloh. You thought that the field belonged to you. So when you put up the fence, you didn't have Kavanas Kinyan at all. You thought that it belongs to you already. And later on, it turns out that it was up for grabs and you made a Kinyan Chazaket. But you absolutely didn't have Kavanas Kinyan at all. So the Gemara says that you're not Kaina. So the Nebuki Yosef has a Chiddush. And Cheska Sabbatim, Per Cheska Batim, the Tzai Sachoshin quotes it. That just like if I give a matana to a cotton, the cotton is Kaina Menadoira, even though cotton is a la bardas, because whenever there's Das Acheres Makna, there's no need for Das Kaina. So he says, Hua Dinami, if I want to give you the field by matana, I have Das. I didn't die yet. I'm still alive. And I want to give you the Sodom and Matana. So there's Das Acheres Makna. And you You build the fence around it, thinking that the field belonged to you. You didn't have Kavanas Kenyan at all. So the Nuki Yosef writes a chiddush that that's koina. When you have das acheres makne, not only is the cotton koina in our Torah, there's no need for das Kenyan, no need for Kavanas Kenyan, no need for Kavanas Kenyan either. That's a big chiddush. That's what the dings are on that. That's questionable. Whether you say whenever there's das acheres makne, you don't even need Kavanas Kenyan. That the chazaka is a good chazaka. The guy thought he's building a fence around his own field. He didn't have kavana for a kinyan at all. When the cotton, when I want to give a matana to the cotton, it's das acheres makna, and the cotton makes a kinyan chazaka. He's made whatever kinyan is making, karka, metalfim, whatever. So he has kavana's kinyan. Cotton is a barochi of kavana. He's not a bardas, but he's a barochi of kavana. So you're right. It's not so conclusive what I said. That when I want to give a matana to someone and you're doing zochin liyodim shlebefonim on his behalf, that you're doing zochin on the maisi kinyan on his behalf and zochin on the das. There's room to argue the point and say that since I have das acheres makne, there isn't even any need for kavanas kinyan on the part of the mekab matana. But that's questionable whether that's correct. That doesn't say in Chosh Mishma. Chosh Mishpa, they paskin, the Mechaber paskins like the Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Samaches and the base, that if you give a matana to a cotton, das acheres makna, the cotton is koinim in a Torah. The Gemara says in the first parak in Bob Metzia, a cotton cannot be koinim in a Torah. So the Gemara goes, the cotton zeichem in a hefke, the cotton picks up an aveda, yirshiru ba'akum. So you have a right to pick up the aveda, mikoina. So cotton is a la bardas, whenever there's no das makna, then there's need for das kona. So cotton is a lot better. So the Gemara says, Matzias cotton is only gez on the Pnei Dak Yisholim. The cotton is not koinim in a Torah. But whenever there's das acheres makna, then the cotton is koinim in a Torah. That we accept. And then the Mukhi Yosef is quoted by the Ktois. That doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch already. That's questionable. That you shouldn't even need kavanas kinyan. That even if it's kesavah she'en shaloi, he made a kinyan chazak on the karka, but kesavah she'u shaloi. So because there's a das acheres makna, so the makaba maton is koinem in atori without any kavanas kinyan, you know, that's very questionable. Okay, so nochamal, so let's get back again. So over here, by the geirus, we're being mal the baby, we're being matal the baby in the mikveh, so it's not that we're doing a kinyan on behalf of the baby, not doing a mice on behalf of the baby. The mice of geirus is done begufa shalat tinoik. The only question is the das geirus. So Rav Huna is saying that you have a right to declare Zochen L'Adam Shlebefonov on the Das. So Tosfos is bothered with Akasha that the Gemara says in Perek Ezel Neshech, of all places. Surprising. What's it doing in Perek Ezel Neshech? Okay. And Daf Ayin Aleph on the base. So the Gemara says there, because there's no shlichus for Nochri, Yisrael cannot function as a shlich for a Nochri. So therefore, if I want to give a matana to a Nochri, he's not here today, so I give you the matana, you should be zech on behalf of the Nochri. The Gemara says, just like there's no shlichus on behalf of a Nochri, so too, there's no zochin, there's no zchi on behalf of a Nochri. So the Gemara raises the question, so there shouldn't be any zchi on behalf of a cotton, just like a cotton cannot have a shliach. Cotton cannot have a godel, ain't shlichus lichotten's either direction. The cotton cannot serve as a shliach for me, I cannot serve as a shliach for the cotton. In either direction, the din is ain't shlichus lichotten. So the Gemara raises the question, just like there's no shlichus on behalf of a cotton, so you should say there should be no zchia on behalf of a cotton. And that's a three-way machlokes hatanoim in Mishnayis, in the end of Baba Basidin Tanoim, in the three different shitas. Machlokes Ablezer and Rabbi Yeshua. There are two versions of what the machlokes hatanoim is. So one opinion is that there's only zochin on behalf of a cotton, not on behalf of a gotel. Only zochin, if you want to, I want to give you a gift to be zecha for Pliny who's not here today. It only works if Pliny is a cotton. If Pliny is a gotel, it doesn't work. What is that all about? That Tana thinks that the whole institution of Zochen Adam Shlebefonov is a takana derabbanim. And you only make a takana when it's necessary. So a cotton can't make any kinyanim on his own. He's a la badaz, he doesn't know what's going on. So they made a takana derabbanim, Zochen Adam Shlebefonov, to give you the ability to be kaina matana on behalf of the cotton. On behalf of a gadol, Let him show up. When he'll show up, I'll give him the matana. He'll be kind in person. There's no need for a takana. They said they never made a takana. We don't pass like that. Then the next tana is of the opinion, zachen legodl vein zachen lekotin. Just the opposite. You only say zachen on behalf of an adult after bar mitzvah. There's no zachen on behalf of a kotin. Why? So that makes a lot of good sense. Because chiyah is like shlichas. Just like there's no shlichas on behalf of a kotin, so too there's no chiyah on behalf of a kotin. That's what the Rishonim would call the loshen, or the Rishonim coined the phrase, chiyah mitam shlichas. But we don't pass like that either. We pass like Rabbi Yeshua, the two tanoim and three shittas. So we pass in zochen bein kotin bein lagodl. We assume that zochen are the shlevin fonov. Is a din deraisa, al pi pashtus. We don't assume like that tana. It's only a takana derabon, and they only made a takana on behalf of a kotin where it's necessary. There's no need to make a takana for the god. Let him take care. Let him fend for himself. We don't accept that opinion. We assume zochen am shlevin fonov. Is it din derais? It's a question, where is the mocker? Where is the pasuk in Chumash that you say zochen am shlevan? That's a major question. Rav Baruch Be'er raises the question. In the Birchas Shmuel, the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin, Rav Baruch Be'er asks, once you get to the Maskanas HaGemara, he writes in parentheses, where's the mocker for the din of zochen am shlevan? Maybe we'll talk about that question later on today. So we pask in zochen bein lekot and bein lagot. So we usually assume Zechiyah on behalf of a gadol is a din deraisa. We're not sure where the pasuk is. And Zechiyah on behalf of a katan, those are the two girsas that Tosis speaks about. The two girsas in Perikei Zeh Neshach, daf ayin aleph on the base, going over to Amud aleph, where the Gemara says, Nehi d'shlichas leislei, Zechiyah mir midrabbanan islei. There is zochin midrabbanan on behalf of a katan, because osir lechlal shlichas, the nochri doesn't have shlichas. He's not osir lechlal shlichas, unless he's going to convert. He's not going to become Jewish automatically, but the kotan is going to become a gadol automatically. In another couple of years, he'll become bar mitzvah. So since the kotan is osir lechlal shlichas automatically, so nehi the shlichas leislei, now he does not shlichas. Zchiyah midrabbanan miho yislei. Zochin works for the kotan midrabbanan. Or should the girsa read zchiyah miho yislei min haTorah? So that's two girsas in the Gemara. That's a major machlokes of Rishonim. And that's what the Rishonim coined an expression. Do you say Zechiyah mitam shlichas or Zechiyah la mitam shlichas? You say Zechiyah mitam shlichas, what you're saying is that Zechiyah on behalf of a kotin can only be midrabbanan. Because Zechiyah means, just like in shlichas, I'm a shlich on behalf of the kotin. And there is no shlichas on behalf of a kotin. There's no shlichas on behalf of a kotin. So you can't be Zechiyah on behalf of a kotin. I we paskan in the Mishnah, Zochan bein lakotin, bein lagodl. So that's only takana derabbanan. Or should you say, no, that's chiyah la mitam shlichas. The kotin, if he had. He has to appoint a shliach, then he cannot. There's no shlichas for a kotin. But chiyah for a kotin will work min atar. So those are the two girsas in the Gemara. So Tosfos is bothered with their kasha. How can you say, ger kotma de bilmosa does best and is based on zochan adam shlevifonov? The fellow is not Jewish right now. The baby is not Jewish. We're doing an act of zochan on behalf of achri. That's in contradiction to the Gemara in Ezer Neshach, Daf Ayin Aleph, where it says there's no schia la'akum. How can you say zochan by a ger katan? It's ain't schia la'akum. So Tosfos says, that kasha you can answer. That is boin kechot. If we'll do the act of zochan, we'll declare that the ger is valid, then it'll turn out that the schia was on behalf of a Jew. Right now he's not Jewish, but all day the schia, he will become Jewish. So that Tosfos says, that kasha you can answer. He's becoming a Yisrael now through the Zechiyah, so that's considered Zechiyah of the Yisrael. But the other kasha, that's a starker kasha, he's only 2 years old. So he's a kotan now. So if the girsa in the Gemara is that Zechiyah miho islei, the girsa in Ezel Neshech, is that Zechiyah le kotan works min haTorah, okay? So then you understand how it's shaykh to have a ger min haTorah. But if the correct girsa in the Balei HaTosfos thing, that is the correct girsa. Tosfos shita is that Zechiyah mitam shlichas. And Zechiyah lekotan is only midirabbanan. So they say, isn't that wild? That min haTorah, he's really a goy gomer. And midirabbanan, we say, zochen liodem shloi befana for a kotan. Zechiyah lekotan mehu is midirabbanan. Takon is the rabbanan, and the area of dina mamon is work based on hefke bezna hefke. A takon of the rabbanan, nisa veheta, can work based on hefke bezna hefke. What are you going to say? That zochen lekotan works midirabbanan, and he's Jewish midirabbanan. Here the girl converted at the age of 2, and she got married, and then she's getting divorced, and we're discussing how much ksuba she's collecting. How did she ever get married in the first place? She's not Jewish. How did she marry a Jewish boy? That's what Tosfos says, what's going on. Rashi says over here, the child, we're converting a little child, then the child is going to handle wine, and we're going to say he does not sell the wine. Why doesn't he answer the wine? He's a goy gomer. The whole zochin for a katan is only midirabbanim. Midirabbanim makes sense in didi mominis. If you accept a gift on behalf of the katan, so you say hefke bezne hefke. How can you make a takana midirabbanim in the area of isa v'heta? V'chiyesh kech v'yachachamim l'akadomen atorah v'kum v'yaseh. Do the chacham have the ability to be mater in isa v'raisa v'kum v'yaseh? So some rishonim in the Shittim Kubetzes comment on Rashi. Why did Rashi say over here, Ger Katan, Madbila Mosav al Daz Bezn, Umagoa b'yayin kosher? If the little child will touch wine, it'll be kosher. What is Rashi hacking about the little child touching wine? Why doesn't it say it by getting married? The little girl is marrying a Jewish boy, she's holding by getting divorced already. So the Shittim Kubetzes says that Rashi says, Magoa b'yayin kosher, because he's bothered with Tosfos Kasha. This says that tchiyah lekatan is only midi rabbanon. So v'chiyash kach v'yachamim la'kadom en ator b'kul v'yasei. Did the chacham have the ability to be mater in isa deraisa? That's the sugin in Yevamos da peches, da peites, da tzad. It goes on and on and on. And the maskanas of Babli is no. Ein kach v'yachachamim la'kadom en ator b'kul v'yasei. Yesh kach v'yachachamim la'kadom en ator b'shei v'yal ta'ase. The chacham have the authority to tell us when the kohen who has mumis upon the yod of raglav should not duchen. Men atar is mukhif to duchen. Men rabbanon they say he's not allowed to duchen. Chum tell him he's not allowed to bring a korban pesach. If he converts erev pesach, not allowed to bring a korban pesach. Chum tell us that when Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos, you're not allowed to blow shofar. That's called yesh koach b'yad chachamim lakador men atar b'shevi al tasa. But here, this is akiras dov men atar b'kum v'yasei. He say that this goyish child is Jewish mid the rabbanon, and therefore you can marry him. Is not an isa deraisa of intermarriage. So the Shittim Kubetzes says that Rashi was bothered with this kasher, and Rashi answers, "Magod b'yayin kasher, that yesh kach b'al chachamim lakadov derabbanan v'kum v'yasei. Magakum and yayin is only a din derabbanan. If a goy really pours wine for the sake of avodah zarah, yayin nesach mamish, so yayin nesach is an isa deraisa." But Rashi is talking about Magakum. Magakum is only Agzera Derabbanan, Mishum Pnei Seyim. And then they threw in an Isa, Chashash Nisuch. But it's not a real Isa Deraisa. It's not a real Chashash of an Isa Deraisa over here. So that's what the Shittim Kubetzes wants to say. That Rashi is explaining, Ger Katan, Rashi was bothered with Tosfos Kasha. That Zechiah LeKatan only works with the Rabbanan. Zechiah LeGoy doesn't work at all. So here this Zechiah is for a Goy, how does it work? So Tosfos answered is boin kechod. If Ayidei the Schia, he's going to become Jewish, so it's considered as if we did an act of Schia for a Jew. Right now he's not Jewish, but through the conversion he's becoming Jewish, that's Schia li Yisrael. But the Kotner remains a Kotner, he's 2 years old. He doesn't become Bar Mitzvah just because we're Megayer him. So if Schia le Kotner is only with the Rabbanon, ain't kach lako bekum v'yaseh. That's the Rashi answers, heim omer v'heim omru. The Geris, you're right, the Geris is only valid mid the Rabbanon. So you can only be Mekel based on the Geris if you're dealing with a din the Rabbanon. Magakum, if a non-Jew handles wine, he asks mid the Rabbanon. So Rashi says, Magoa b'yayin kosher. Yeah, I was going to answer the kasha with the intermarriage. Intermarriage is only the Rabbanon. A non-Jewish girl marries a Jewish boy, that's only an Isa the Rabbanon. The Isa the Reis is only on Zion Umis. You have to look through the Gemaras and Yevamos. The Pashtus is an intermarriage. Al Pi Pashtus is an Isa Deraisa, not only by the Zaynumus. Loises Chatan Bom goes on the Zaynumus. And all other nations is only an Isa Derabbanan. Pashtus is that it's not so. So that's Tosfos Kasha. That's Tosfos Kasha. How can you say, since Zechiah mitam Shlichus, that's Tosfos' expression. Tosfos coined that expression. The Chachmei Svara disagree. Chachmei Svara, the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ran. Well, the Chachmei Svara, the first daf and the second parak in Kedushin. They hold that Tzchiyah LeKatan works Menatar. Those are the two gears in Ezeo Neshech.
What
is
the
Machlokes
for Rabbi Shimon Ramban when Lo Tzachatim Lam applies only to the Shemot, where the much more involved in the of the Dori Tamina Brahi. He says only applies by there. There'll be greater likeliness that you're going to come to be following the Buddha's Zara, the Pasuk says, and the Rabbana say it applies to all the nations. And those Machlokas have a basket, Tosin and Rav.
So some hold that the prohibition of marrying a non-Jewish girl, if she's not from Zainum, is only the Rabbanan. Okay, so then it's not a kasha. Okay, possibility. Okay, it's a difficult. The Pashtus is, we assume, that it's always an Yisad Deraisa. Pashtus, we assume it's always an Yisad Deraisa. So this is Taisa's problem. This is Taisa's kasha. So Taisa suggests, maybe our sugya is following that opinion there in Yevamos. There was an opinion that was rejected in the Bavli, that Yeshach B'Yad Chachamim, Lakadom and Atara Filu Bikum V'Yasei. So the Chachamim can even allow a person to violate an Issa Deraisa, even if one should assume that the prohibition of intermarriage is an Issa Deraisa. A Jewish man should marry a girl not from the Zainum. See, if you should assume that's an Issa Deraisa, Yeshkoch Lako Bikum V'Yasei. That's very difficult what Taisa says. Our sugya goes. And the Gemara said, Pshita. The Gemara quotes Rav Huna's din. They say, Pshita. What is he mechadish? What do you mean, Pshita? They said, the Judah said, Kamash Mala, the Yeshkach, Biachacham, Lakadom, and Atar, Bekum, the Yasei. Not Pshita at all. We don't paskin like that in Yevamos. In the Bavli, in Yevamos, we don't paskin. Achreinim want to say, the Yerushalmi doesn't agree when the Maskanas are Bavli. But the Bavli says, Eikach, Lakadom, Bekum, the Yasei. So that's the issue. That's the issue that Taisus raises here. And that gigantic Taisus in Sanhedrin and Dab Samaches on the base, see, it says in Taisus, Perik Ben Sor, Moritz, Sanhedrin, Samaches on the base, Visham. Visham means that there's a big Taisus over there. Whenever it says in Taisus a Daf, and it says Visham means that there's a Taisus and a Daf, and it's Kedai to check into the Taisus. So Taisus there gives another answer. Taisus gives another answer. Taisus says, all the laws of Geras are learned now from Maimon HaSinai. We learn out that you need Mila, that you need Tefillah, that you need Karban, you need Nasa V'Nishma, you need Das Geiris. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. At the time of Maimon HaSinai, there must have been infants also. There was nobody younger than Bar Mitzvah there. There were little babies in Maimon HaSinai, so there were Yonke Shadayim on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai. So how was the Geiris Chal for them? everybody has to say Nasa V'Nishma. So Tosis gives an answer, and it sounds like Tosis says the following. This is the Poshe Pshat in Tosis. This is what Rav Soloveitchik said, that's what Rav Shach has in his Sefer on the Rambam also. The simple reading of Tosis is that you don't need Das Geiris. Rav Shach adds on the following, that Rav Soloveitchik didn't say this part. There is a Gemara in Yevamos, in the middle of the Mems, but the Gemara has all the dinim of Geirus. So the Gemara says, Levedik nes kesef amalto oso oz yochal bo. In Parshas Boy, when the Chumash is talking about eating Karban Pesach. So the Gemara has a drosha, b'chal evedish umalto oso. Evedish atamal bal korcha, v'yatamal benish bal korcha. You can be mal, you can be megayer anochri l'shem evet kanaini bal korchoi. That's a simple reading in the Gemara. But you cannot be megayer anochri bal korcha, not l'shem evet kanaini. L'shem ger, you cannot be megayer evet ish atamal bal korcha, v'yatamal ben ish bal korchoi. So the pasuk tells us that you can't do geiris bal korcha shalodom. What do you need a pasuk if you need das geiris? So Rav Shach says, apparently you see from that pasuk from the drasha that geiris doesn't need das geiris. He just can't do geiris bal korcha shel adam. But you don't need das adam. So if you're mal, when Rav Huna says ger kot madibil moso adas bezdin, it's not midaita, it's not bal korcha. You don't have to come on to the principle of zochen li adam shleib b'fanav at all. It's not bal korcha. The infant is not protesting. But doesn't the Gemara say it's based on Zochen? The Gemara says, my kamashmal on Tanina, isn't it explicit in the Mishnah in Erevin, Zochen Dadam Shalom Bechavan Vechavan Lan Mela Befanov? So what did the Gemara quote the Mishnah in Erevin for? If it's not based on Zochen Dadam Shalom Bechavan. Tosfos says, no. Tosfos writes in Sanhedrin Daf Samaches. No, the Gemara means a different thing. What are we getting involved? We're going to go in the street and take every... We're going to go to an orphanage. We're going to go to the non-Jewish government as an orphanage. We're going to take every child. We're going to be megayer every baby and give them over to Jewish parents. What do we have to go look for trouble for? So that's what Rav Huna is... strictly speaking, you can be megayer a person. Shaloi midas. You don't need das geiris. He just can't be megayer. Yatamal benish bal korcha can't be megayer person. If he's an adult, he can't be megayer bal korcha. But if you megayer an infant, a teen of 2 years old, so it's not midaita, it's not bal korcha. So you can be megayer. It can solve all the problems of intimate. Just take all the goyim, all the goyish babies, in an orphanage, and be megayer everybody. That's what Rav Huna is saying. Megayer everybody. So the Gemara is explaining. No, we're doing l'tayvosai. Otherwise, malon olabezn lehisnatzis bedavazai. What are we getting involved for? What do you have to go get involved for? So it's not that Rav Huna's din is based on zochin l'adam shalafana. You don't need any zochin over here. As long as you megayer a person, and it's not bal korcha, it doesn't have to be midaita. As long as it's not bal korcha, it's good. So why did the Rebbeinu Shlom ask him, and he said, "Are you interested in Kabbalah Satora?" And they said, "Nasa v'nishma," because they were adults. I says, there were a lot of adults, so you can't be megayer them bal korcha. The moel who's doing the mila and whoever is pushing him into the mikveh, they're having kavana l'shem geiris.
I mean, an adult, at least he might not need das, but he needs to know what he's doing.
So that's what Tosis is mecharish. He doesn't even have to. You don't even need kavana. You don't need anything. Just can't do bal korchai. And that's what Tosis proves it from Maimon HaSinai. Then Maimon HaSinai, that Tosis in Sanhedrin says. On the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, they were Yonke Shadayim. So how will you megayer them? Everybody underwent geiris. How you megayer them? So Tosis says, that's the halacha. You don't need das geiris. You just can't do geiris bal korchai. Didn't the Gemara say it's based on zochin? No. The Gemara is explaining, what are we getting involved for? What do we have to get involved in politics and elections and megayer people? So the Gemara says, yeah, because we're doing tikkun olam, we're straightening out the whole world. Since it's an act of zochin, so that's why the proper thing is that Bezin should get involved. That's a mechudish dikashita. That's the Tosis in Sanhedrin. That's such a mechudish dikashita. And our Rashi throws an expression over here. Gerkot matbin masal das Bezin. Shloshi yuhu bitfilos. He needed a Bezin of three people present when he's tovel in the mikveh. He didn't call tfilos ger. And then he says, "Vehem nasim loy ov." What does it mean, "Vehem nasim loy ov"? What's Rashi talking about, "Vehem nasim loy ov"? So Pashup Shat in Rashi is, he's alluding back to what he said before. He's alluding to the Gemara. Rashi said before, Ger Kotan, the first Rashi, after it says Gemara. After it says Gemara, so the caption in Rashi says, Aldaz Bez, and corrected it, Ger Kotan. Ein loy av v'im hevi yosel his gayer. What does Rashi say? Ein loy av. What does Rashi say that for? So Rashi picked it up from the Hemshech Gemara. The Gemara says lema misayalei. The Gemara, after they quote Rav Huna, 10 lines after they quote Rav Huna, so the Gemara says, should I say that the Mishnah supports Rav Huna? So he's just saying over the lema misayalei hagiras vashviya. Shin is gairu chutz mashal shana v'yamechod. My love that blinu al das besen. You see, the Rav Huna is right. There's such a thing as bimigayer a ger katan al das besen. And for the Gemara, lie. No, it doesn't prove Rav Huna is right. Li'oila, maybe Rav Huna is wrong. You're not doing a schus for the child to convert him. If a Jewish couple can't have children, want to adopt a non-Jewish baby? Maybe Rav Huna is wrong. That's what the Gemara says. Maybe the Mishnah goes in a case that for sure it's a schus. You have a whole non-Jewish family, a husband and a wife and a whole bunch of children, and the parents are adults and they're converting, and they want to convert the whole family, and the children are infants. They don't understand between the right and the left. They don't know what's going on. So then you can say that they want to be members of the same religion as their parents. The parents are converting. So maybe then you say it's a zochin l'adam shalei b'fano. But Rav Huna is chiddush. What was Rav Huna's case? So Rashi says, im ein lo yov, there's no father, Bima hevi also lehizgaya. So where did Rashi get that from? From this Gemara. Because the Gemara says, maybe the Mishnah is talking, Ochem askin a gershin is gara bonabu b'nosu b'imo, di nichol of my dobit abuhoin. You have the father and the mother, the whole family is converting, so then everyone would agree. Maybe the Mishnah goes in the case, the whole family is converting. So that's an act of Zochin. And Rav Huna is talking about a case, there's no father, but ima hibi yosa lizgar. That's Rav Huna's chiddush. So then Rashi says, al das bezdin, Rashi says, v'heim nasim loy ov. The bezdin is acting like in the place of the father. If there would have been the father and the mother, then the Gemara says everyone would agree that it's a schus. Rav Huna's chiddush was, even though there's no father, ein loy ov, v'ima hibi yosa lizgar. So then Rashi adzan, v'heim nasim loy ov. The bezdin is functioning like the father, and the mother brought him, so you have the father and the mother want that he should convert.
In other words, if the mother is alone, has three children, it wouldn't work.
But if what?
If the mother has the family is a mother, the father died, and she wants to convert, she's three infants, it wouldn't work.
That's
the mother can't do it.
That's the question, whether Rav Huna is right or Rav Huna is wrong. Rav Huna had an ana chiddush. The Gemara says it doesn't really say it in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Lema Messiah, should I say Rav Huna just staying up what it says in the Mishnah? Mar says, no, we'll accept Rav Huna. Rav Huna said a major step, more than what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, you can interpret that it goes, the whole family is converting the mother, the father, and all the infants. So then for sure it's a schus. Rav Huna added on, even if the father's out of the picture, father's not around, whatever, and the mother is converting with the children, so then it's also an act of schia. That's the chiddush of Rav Huna. So that's what Poshib Shad, that's what Rashi means. They nasim layov. The bimkaim, the fathers you have, like the father and the mother, so everybody agrees that then it's a schus.
I thought it was saying stam is a schus. Even if the father's not converted.
If the father is misnage, the father doesn't want. Mother wants to convert the children and the father doesn't want.
No. The father's out of the picture, and he's saying that it's a schus for them.
Right, that's Rav Huna added on to the Mishnah. If you would only have the Mishnah, you wouldn't know that Rav Huna is right. You could say it's only a schus in the Mishnah if one of the benoisim is gaira imoy, the whole family is converting. So the father and the mother and all the children, then it's a schus. But if there's no father in the picture, only the mother, then maybe then you can consider it a schus. So that's Rav Huna added on, even though it's not explicit in the Mishnah. He thinks, and that's how we paskin. That's also called a schus.
Okay, it's a strange lesson that the
beast is
serving a father. You could say
it's
still
a foot,
even though the father
can't hear
still
a foot. Okay. So perhaps Poshim Shat and Rashi is, that's what it means. It's the equivalent of the case of one of the father converting, but it's still a strange lesson in Rashi. Aim Nasan Love, still a strange lesson, yeah. Shilas Bayas, we don't even have that. You have some girl has a baby. Whatever, single girl, married woman has a baby, she wants to get rid of the baby, she gives him up for adoption, and then they convert the child. The mother's not converting either. We don't even have what Rashi says. A may be also this guy. The mother wants to convert the baby. The mother gives up the baby for adoption because she's a single girl. She doesn't want to raise this child. So that's a tshuva that Rav Chaim Moshe has. His brother-in-law Kosofsky was a rabbi in Johannesburg in South Africa. In the early 1900s. So the Paskin, what we rely on today, based on a Mordechai, you don't even need Imehim Yosel Izgai. You don't even need what Rashi said. Rav Huna added on to the Mishnah much more than what it says in the Mishnah. Not only do you not need the father, you don't even need the mother. There's no father, there's no mother. He says, Achanan Mishlev Ifanov. It's still strange why Rashi said, Behim Nasan Leov. Could be Rashi just saying the Pshat and the Gemara. Yeah.
Even if the father is here, you still have to apply the Mishnah.
Yeah.
No,
the question is how much of a schus is it? Maybe it's only a schus if the whole family is converting. So then, yeah, it's an umdina. It's a schus. The children will probably want to be of the same religion as the parents. The zachar over here is only on the das. Poshim shah. There's no zochem. We're not doing a mais on his behalf. We're doing the geirus on him. Doing the mila and the tefillah on the baby. So the zochem is only if you push a pshat zochem, if you learn zochem. So the zochem is only on the das geirus. But I would have thought that it's only zochem. One could have argued the point and said it's only zochem. If the whole family is converting, the parents with the children, so then it's a schiyah. But if there's no father, there's only a mother, or there's no father, there's no mother. I'm adopting a child, an orphan. They gave the baby up for adoption. Maybe then it's not a schutz. That's all included in Rav Huna. He says even if there's no father, there's no mother, you adopt the baby and you megar the baby, that's all zach lad mishlei b'fanav.
It's so pashut that if the father is converting, that's necessary for to have the bezdin. Maybe the father, owns the child. Maybe that he can provide the dance even without the child. And that's what Rashi says later. By hikdilu yichol nufos, says hikdilu katan shem zgayir ba'fil im avim. Rashi seems like it's saying that. I thought that's not just like it's an added schos, but like there's some higher level of dance which is accomplished if the father is converting as well, that
more of a schus.
But if it's just still just as often, so then why is Rashi saying Bafili Mavin? It seems that what's the difference? The whole num close by any schus is Akhman Shah Mufanid. So why does Rashi have to add a Filim Avin? Isn't there a notion like that a father like owns their child?
By non-Jews, there's such a Rambam that a father has a right to sell his child as an eved. Yeah, there's such a Rambam based on the Yerushalmi. Yeah, but this is for Yisra the Heta purposes. It's not for Dini Mominus purpose. To sell your child as a... By Jewish people, there is no such concept. By non-Jews, the Rambam says such a concept.
They're non-Jewish. They're not Jewish. They're converting.
Okay.
So maybe it's like that a person owns the cleats, the tovel, the shame gears, so the cleat. So when a person is told with their child, so maybe they couldn't provide the das gears.
So therefore, what?
So maybe that's why Rashi's saying that's only
that
when
it's not so. That's not so. That in all cases, when you megayir an infant, it's always based on zochin. In every case of zochin, yochodim limchas. Whatever I give a matana to someone to be kind of a plenty who's not here, the plenty finds out about it, he can say, I don't want it. He can be moicha. So the Gemara says over here also, all gerus on infants, with the father, without the father, with the mother, without the mother, everything is based on zohar. I mean, there would have been room to distinguish. So Rashi said, there's no room to distinguish. It's all based on zohar. Okay. So the Pnei Yeshua has a suggestion on our daf, which the Shach has in Yerideya. But the Shach has in the Hilchas Pidyon HaBen, of all places. The Shach has in the Nekudas HaKesef, the same in Shinhei, Hilchas Pidyon HaBen, the Shach writes this. The Bnei Yeshua writes the same on Ardaf. They say, the Gemara, in the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin, discusses the institution of Shlichas. Because the Mishnah says, "Vish mekadesh bo b'shluchay, v'ishim miskadesh is bo u'bishlucha." The chosin can send, neither the chosin nor the kala has to show up to the wedding. The chosin can send the shliach. He's a big masman. He wants to learn base manners, and the kala can send. She's in her kolelet, so she'll send the shliach. She's busy learning. He's busy learning. They can't do the nisuin aydei shliach, but they can do the kiddushin aydei shliach. So the Gemara says, "Menoha milsa, domer rabbanon." Shlucha Shlan Kamas. How do you know there's such an institution? So first the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Chumash that when they divided Eretz Yisrael among all the Shvatim, the Rambam quotes this institution, the Rambam quotes this parsha of Chumash and Perek Aleph and Hilchas Trumas, that Eiz Eretz Yisrael HaMekudeshes B'Kedushas HaOretz, what part of Eretz Yisrael has a chiyav of Trumas and Maisa, Shmita V'Yoivel? So he says, that part of Eretz Yisrael that had a kibush rabim. If you only had a kibush yochid, so it's a machlekes in the first parak in Gittin, and we paskin that Surya, David HaMelech, was kibush Surya, was only a kibush yochid, it was not a kibush rabim. So we paskin kibush yochid, lav shmei kibush, that Surya never got kedusha sa oretz min HaTorah, and only Eretz Yisrael treated as Eretz Yisrael midi rabban. In order to be considered Eretz Yisrael min HaTorah, you have to have kibush rabim. So in the Gemara in Gittin, that's a machlekes hatanoim. Whether Surya had in the days of David HaMelech, did Surya have a kedusha deraisa, but did only have a make-believe kedusha midirabbanon machlekes. And we paskin that it's only midirabbanon, because kibush yochid is lav shmei kibush. So comes the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph and the Chos Trumas, that That's the rule. You need kibush rabim. No machloikis. And this is the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu singled out 12 nesiim to represent each one of the shvatim, that they should make a chalukas ha'aretz before they wage the war. In the days of Yeshua ben Nun, it took 7 years till they won all the battles. There were Lamed Aleph Malachim. There were 31 kings in Eretz Yisrael. So the psukim say in Navi that it took 7 years, Sheva Shekopshim. Then the Gemara adds on, we have an oral tradition. The Gemara in the end of the Erechen adds on, we have an oral tradition. It took another 7 years, Sheva Shechilko, till they divided Eretz Yisrael amongst all the Shvatim, amongst the families, amongst the Yechidim. That took another 7 years. So Eretz Yisrael didn't have the full Kedusha until after 14 years. Year number 15 was the first year that it had Kedusha, and the first Shemitah was the 21st year. The first 14 years didn't count. It wasn't yet Kodesh B'Kedusha Salaretz. And the first Yovel was year 54. Because again, the first 14 years didn't count. They didn't have Kedusha Salaretz. And the first year for the purpose of Shemitah V'Yovel was year 15. So year 64 was the first Yovel that they observed. So the Rambam says, and this is the reason why they had to have the Chalukah Lishvatim before they waged the war. The Gemara says the Chalukah was after the Kibush. But the Rambam says, but they made a Chalukah on a map before the Kibush in order that the Kibush should be considered a Kibush Rabim. So the Rambam is interpreting Pshat in the Chumash that you need Kibush Rabim. The Kibush Yochel Lav Shmei Kibush. So how can it be that and the Nesiim of every Shevet represented all of the members of the Shevet when they drew the map of Eretz Yisrael, and they made the Chalukah L'Shvatim, and they said, we're going to send soldiers over there, we're going to send soldiers, every Shevet is going to send soldiers to a different location. But the Kibush is not going to be that those soldiers are going to grab this area, they're going to keep it. We're conquering all of Eretz Yisrael for all of Klal Yisrael, so it should be considered a Kibush Rabim. So the Rambam says that's the reason why they did the Chalukah on the map before they waged the war, that the war should be considered a kibush rabim. How does he deal with the machlokes hatanoim? It's machlokes hatanoim or the kibush yochid shmei kibush or not. And the Rambam is interpreting that as the pasuk in Chumash. So the pashtus is lechoyre. The pashtus is the two different things. The Ramban writes on Chumash at the end of Parshas Ekev, I think, the last pasuk in Ekev. That says, Kol mokam shatidrach kaf raglachem bolachem nesativ. So the Ramban quotes the Sifrei, Kol mokam l'rabbas chutz loretz, that if the Jewish army conquers additional territories outside of the borders, in the end of Chumash Bamidbar, you have the gvulas haoretz. In the end of Chumash Bamidbar. So the Torah tells us now, Kol mokam shatidrach kaf raglachem. Kol mokam means even chutz loretz. If the Israeli army conquers additional territory, Bezin has the ability to endow it with Kedusha Saretz. So that's what David HaMelech did. David HaMelech was Koesh Aram Tzova. That was not part of Gvulas Eretz Yisrael. And that was a Kibush Yochid. So that was a Machlokes Hatanoim. In Eretz Yisrael proper, the Gvulas Saretz, that for sure you need Kibush Rabin. That there never was a machlokes hatanoim. The Rambam says that was the whole purpose of the Yud Beis Nesiim representing the Yud Beis Shvatim, and they should draw a map and divide Eretz Yisrael in advance of the whole melchama. So the melchama should be considered a kibush rabim. So that everyone is maskim to be mikadosh Eretz Yisrael proper, to endow it with kedusha, you need kibush rabim, and that's why they needed a halukah before they started the war. And then once you have Eretz Yisrael, this mikudeshes b'kedusha saaretz. And the Jewish army will conquer an additional area. What additional area? They'll conquer Canada. They'll conquer Russia. They'll conquer a place far away from Eretz Yisrael. So the Pashtus, Rav Soloveitchik, thought is, no, they have to conquer an area that's contiguous to Eretz Yisrael. Aram Tzova was bordering on Eretz Yisrael. See, if Eretz Yisrael already has Kedusha, and the Jewish army will conquer additional territories that are contiguous to Eretz Yisrael, so the Kedusha can spill over. So that's why there was a Machlokes Hatanoim. Maybe since Eretz Yisrael already was endowed with Kedusha Deraisa, maybe the Kedusha can spill over into the Aratzos on the Sofas even if that was only a kibush yachid. So we happen to paskin, no. We paskin, you need kibush rabim by both. Not only on Eretz Yisrael proper, they need kibush rabim. That's mefurish in the psukim, according to the Rambam. That's why they made the chalukah l'shvatim before they waged the war. Even aratzas hanasafos also require a kibush rabim, even though one could have argued that the kedusha is spilling over from Eretz Yisrael into the aratzas hanasafos. So you also need kibush rabim over there. So the Gemara quotes this parsha. The Gemara says, the Gemara at the beginning of the second parak in Kedushin is commenting on the Mishnah. Ish mekadosh bo b'shlucha, ish miskadoshet bo b'shlucha. The chosin can make a shliach for the Kedushin, and the kala can make a shliach. Then the Gemara quotes Mishnah from Gittin. The baal can make a shliach lohelochas haged, and the isha can make a shliach lekabolas haged. If I want to sell a house, I want to buy a house, you can make a shliach for mechira. So the Gemara says, where is there a pasuk in Chumash that approves such an institution of shlucha shalom kemoisa? So first the Gemara says, well, that's the parsha of the Nisim. The Nisim represent all the members of the Shevet. How come? It must be that the Ribbono shel Olam recommended that all of the members of the Shevet should elect this person, should appoint this Nasi as the Shliach. And that's what the parsha says, shlucha shalom kemoisa. So when the 12 Nesim drew up the map of Eretz Yisrael, they divided everything, and they said, we're going to send soldiers there, we're going to send soldiers there, and we're being kibush all of Eretz Yisrael on behalf of all of Bnei Yisrael. That's what made it into kibush rabim, because shlucha shalom kemoisa. The Nesim represented the members of the Shevet based on the principle of shlichus. It's not that the Ribbono shel Olam appointed the Nesim. Ribbono shel Olam recommended, why don't you appoint this person as a shliach? So they all did so. So the Gemara rejects that pshat. The Gemara rejects the first pshat. The Gemara says it cannot be, because there must have been many infants who were ktanim, and ktanim can't appoint a shliach. So how can all the members of the shevet appoint this recommended person, the nasi shevet, recommended by the Ribbono shel Olam? How can they appoint him as a shliach? A katan can't have a shliach. So the Gemara says it must be that the Nesiim represented the members of the Shevet with the din of Zachon Liyadim Shalav Yafonov. That's what it's based on. According to that suggestion in the Gemara that is based on Zachon Liyadim Shalav Yafonov, then you're saying the reason why you're rejecting the first pshat, that it can't be midin shlichus, because ain't shlichus lekotten. So if he says chi mitam shlichus, so how did the Gemara give a second pshat? Just like there's no shlichus, no schi either. So obviously the Gemara at that point, at least in the Hamina, the Gemara at that point thought that Beferis, that Tzchiyah Lamin Tam Shlichas. So that's of the Chachmi Svarad, so you see from the Gemara, that Tzchiyah is Lamin Tam Shlichas. And the correct Girsa there in Ezeu Neshech should be that by Kot Nehi the Shlichas Leislei, Tzchiyah Miyo Islei, not Midrabbonon, Tzchiyah Islei Menatorah, there's Zochen for a Kot Menatorah. So the Taisis holds no. Taisis holds that was only a Havamin in the Gemara. The Gemara didn't know how to deal with this Parsha, that the Yud Beis Nesim represented the Yud Beis Shvatim, the Ezer Din that they represent. So the first suggestion the Gemara gave was that it's Midin Shlichas. Gemara rejects it. It can't be Midin Shlichas. They were Ketanim. Gemara says, Beleis Brera, they're pulling the hair out of the head. We have no pshat. It must be Midin Zochin, and we'll have to assume that Tzchiyah Lekotten works Menatur. Then the Gemara rejects it right away. So there's no problem. It was only a Havamina for a moment, that the pshat and the parsha that the Yud Beis Nesim represented all the members of the Shvatim Midin Zochin. It's rejected right away. Why did Gemara reject it? Gemara didn't reject it because of Kotten. That's, they suggested it. It can't be Shlichas because there were many Ketanim. So it says, Gemara says it must be Midin Zochin, and this is the Mokah for the Din of Zochin. Then the Gemara rejects it for a different reason. Not everybody was happy with the way they divided Eretz Yisrael. Some of the people got a chelek right next to the Beis Hamikdash. Other people all the way in Kiryat Shmona, hours away from Yerushalayim. Other people got an Ashkelon, all the way in the south. So the Gemara says, "Ikar nichalei b'har v'lo nichalei b'bikar, ikar nichalei b'bikar v'lo nichalei b'har." Who says that it's based on Zochen Adam Shlei B'fonon? What, everybody was a satisfied customer? Everybody was happy with the way the Nesiim divided Eretz Yisrael? There must have been a lot of people who were bellyaching, who were not happy about the way they did the Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. So it can't be that it's based on Zochen Adam Shlei B'fonon. So Mar rejects the second shot. The Gemara says the third pshat behechreach has to be that it was based on apotropis. That this pasuk is the mocker of the institution of apotropis. That the yud beis nesiim represented everybody in the shevet midin apotropis. When is it midin zochin? When is it midin apotropis? You say zochin can't work because he can nichle b'ahav and nichle b'bika. He can nichle b'bika and nichle b'ahav. Some people want it closer to Yerushalayim. Some people want it further away from Yerushalayim. So if you can't work midin zochin, why should it work midin apotropis? When do you apply this rule? When do you apply that rule? So the pashtus is zochin means a good Samaritan volunteers to do on his own. He jumps in. I want to give a gift to the fellow who didn't show up today. So someone says, I'll volunteer to pick it up. Whenever it's done under the auspices of the bezin, then we call that apotropis. Apotropis is the same thing as zochin, but when it's done under the supervision of a bezin. So once the Gemara backed out from the second shot, that the Nesim represented the members of the Shevet, not midin zochin, but rather midin apotropis, that's where Baruch Beri asks in a Sefer Bircha Shmuel on that, on the first daf in the second parak. So you know now that there's an institution of apotropis. How do you know that there's an institution of zochin on the Shlomi Yavonim? Shlucha Shlomi Kamar said the Gemara has other psukim. The Gemara comes to Amaskana, there are other psukim that indicate that Shlichus works in Kol HaTorah Kula. And this pasuk do you base and see him. The third pshat is the correct pshat, that this is midin apotropis. Apotropis means it's done under the auspices of the bezin. So you don't worry about the fact, that's only if a person jumps on his own and he wants to act as zochin l'adam shlo b'fanav. Then you can't say zochin, maybe the guy's not going to be happy with what they did on his bi'et. If it's done under the auspices of the bezin, then it's good midin apotropis. So Rav Baruch Beri asked, how do you know that there's an institution of zochin l'adam shlo b'fanav? So there was one Tana who was of the opinion, we don't pass like that, there was one Tana in the Mishnah in Baba Basra, the end of Baba Basra, who was of the opinion that Zochin the Adam Shlefonim is only Midi Rabbanan, and only Zochin the Kotan, Dein Zochin the Godel. They only made a Takana on behalf of Ktanim. Behalf of Gdolim, let them come in person, let them make their own Kinyonim. What's the need to make a Takana for Gdolim? For Ktanim, you have to make a Takana. They can't take care of themselves, they're infants. They can't make any Kinyonim on their own. But for Gdolim, they made a Takana. But we don't assume like that. We assume the basic principle of Zochin the Adam Shlefonim is a Din Deraisa. We just have a machlekes, the Bali HaTosfos, Rashi and Tosfos, against the Chachmei Svaran, where the Zechiyah mitam shlichus, la mitam shlichus, but the Zochin the Katan, whether that's the Raisa, the Rabbanim, but Zochin the Gadol, we assume la locha that that works, min ha-ter. So that's our Baruch Be'er's question. Once the Gemara rejected the second Pshat, Nasiach and Nasiach Lamate, represent the members of the Shevet, not Midin Zochin, but rather Midin Apotropis. So who says that there is a Din of Zochin at all? That's his question. That's a good question. So now, here the Gemara says, Rav Huna says, that the Ger Katan is based on Zochin. Is it based on plain Zochin? Here the Schus is done under the auspices of a Bezin. Must be the most Adas Bezin. Who says you're always going to have a Bezin? So Rashi, you have to have a Bezin. By Geris, you have to have a Bezin. You always need a Bezin. Kedin called Filas Ger Shetzich Mishloisha. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Ger Tzal Shloisha Mishpat Ksidbe. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua and the Shach learn Pshat and Rashi. The Heim Nasim Loi Ov. They learn that the word Apotropis is a Latin word. It comes from the word Pater, father. Apotropis means that they are Avim Shal Yisayim. The Gemara's Loshen. The Bezin is Avim Shal Yisayim. The Gemara in Kiddushin like that. So that's what Rashi meant to say. Rashi is coming to Farem for the Kasha. Rashi and Tosfos happen to have the Girsin Ezel Neshech that Tzchiya LeKatan only works Midi Rabbanon, because they're of the opinion Tzchiya Mitam Shlichus. So there's no Shlichus LeKatan, so there's no Tzchiya LeKatan Menadar, it's only Midi Rabbanon. How do you have a Ger Katan on the level of the Rais? And the answer is no. This is Midin Apotropis, this is not Midin Zochin. Here the Shechiyah is done under the auspices of a Bezin, because every Geiris needs a Bezin. Whenever the Zochin is done under the auspices of a Bezin, it's a different parsha. That's the parsha of the Apotropis Ve'im Nasim Loyov. That works for a Katan for sure, Minat Torah. That's exactly the parsha of the Yud Beis Nesiim. The Gemara asked, how could the Yud Beis Nesiim represent all the members of the Shevet? So first the Gemara said that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu recommended that all the members of the Shevet should appoint them as the Shliach. The Gemara said, it can't be. There were Ketanim there. Ketanim can't have a Shliach. The Gemara said, it must be Midin Zochen. The Gemara said, it can't be Midin Zochen. The Gemara said, it's Midin Apotropos. So you see, Apotropos works for a Katan min HaTorah. So when do you say Zochen the Katan has been the Rabbanon, and when is it Apotropos works min HaTorah? If a good Samaritan runs in on his own and he's going to do on his own, not under the auspices of the Bezen, then Rashi and Tosfos are of the opinion that Schema Kotlin is Mimid the Rabbanim. That was their Girsin as our Nesha. Schema the Rabbanim, Yo Yisrael. But whenever the Zechia, whenever the act of Zechia is done under the auspice of the Bezen, then it's Midin Apotropos. Apotropos works for Kotlin and Atayra. One can raise an objection. We're usually used to thinking of Apotropos in the area of Dini Mominis. The Gemara talks about Shem Shabo Lachlak B'nichse Avim, the Yisayim Ketanim and Yisayim Gedolim. And Yisayim Ketanim are infants, someone's raising them, okay. And Yisayim Gedolim, there's a big age gap. Yisayim Gedolim are doing all the work and all the Nichse Ha'av, and all of the fruits of their labor is going to be divided among all of the children. Well, I don't want to work for nothing. So Yisayim Gedolim come to Bezen and say, we want to make a chalukah. We want to invest, we want to do a lot of work, we don't want to give all of the shvach to our brothers, the infants. Why should we work for nothing? So let's say you have a Yisayim Gedolim, Yisayim Ketanim, and Yisayim Ketanim come to Bezen and want to make a chalukah. So the Gemara says, Bezen ma'aminim lehem ba'apotropos, and then they divide the Yerusha. So we usually used to thinking about apotropos in the area of Dini Mominus. Does apotropos work in the area of Geris? He said you can be Megayer a person based on the din of apotropos. Is there such a thing? Yeah. The Rashboa on Gittin and Perakan is Zok, and the Gemara says the apotropos for the assignment. Gemara makes a distinction. The Brisa makes a distinction. He can only be mafish truma lahachil, abaloi lahaniach. Whatever they need for the coming week, the apotropos can be mafish truma, but he can't be mafish on what they're going to eat the next month. So the Rashba claims that that distinction is only mid the Rabbanon. He says on the level of their eyes, it doesn't make a difference. So which is the ikir adin min haTorah? So the Rashba has two opinions. Because the pasuk says, "Kein tarima gam atem es trumas Hashem." So the Gemara says, just like the farmer has to be mafrish ma'aser rishon, so the lady who gets ma'aser rishon, kein tarima gam atem es Hashem. The lady has to be mafrish ma'aser min ha'ma'aser and give it to the kohen. Just like the farmer is mafrish ma'aser rishon and gives it to the lady, so the lady has to be mafrish ma'aser rishon. Ma'isan mena ma'isan, give it to the kohen. So the Gemara has a comment on, but kein tarima gamatem. So gam le rabbis is hashliach. That's how you know that shluch shalom kemoisai by hafroshes truma. And gamatem, atem veloi apotropsin. Apotropos cannot be mafresh. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Apotropos can be mafresh trumas and ma'isas. Gemara says, it can only be mafresh lahachil miyad, abloi lahaniach, not for next month. So the Rashba has two shitas on that Gemara. Is it that Minatora the apotropos cannot be mafrish at all? Atem veloy apotropsin? Agzeres akosav, atem kein torim yogam atem. Atem veloy apotropos. Apotropos cannot be mafrish at all. And it's only with the Rabbanon that we declare hefke bezna hefke, we declare that whatever the Yisayimim need for immediate use, they have to eat it this week. So we declare hefke bezna hefke, we give the ownership of the peiros to the apotropos, to enable the apotropos to be mafrish lahachil miyad. But as far as lahaniach, for what they may want to eat next month, we don't say any hefke bez nefke. We leave it on the din deraisa, it cannot be mafrish. Or should I say fakert, that mikar adin deraisa, the apotropos can be mafrish afilo lahaniach, not only lahachil lahaniach also. So that's 2 days in the Rashba. That's 2 days in the Rashba. So according to one day, you're right. It's a beferish Mishnah that the apotropsin can be can function in the area of Issa v'Heter also, not just in the area of Dinim Mamonis. Apotropis can function in the area of Issa v'Heter. But according to the other opinion, the Rashba, is there any mocker that Apotropis, we usually think of Apotropis that he plays a role in Dinim Mamonis. Does Apotropis play a role in Issa v'Heter? So there's a big machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, regarding Mishpatei HaTanoim. The Gemara says a man gives his wife a get. Let's say a man is very sick and he has no children and he loves his wife and he knows he's going to die and his wife is going to be skuka le'yivam v'chalitza and his brother is a miserable person. He doesn't want his wife to have agmas nefesh from the brother. So the husband gives his wife a get. Let's say he's going in for major surgery. He knows he may die. He says, "Areza gita chimati mechoy liza." So that would have been fine, but ain't get lahamisa. So they said, that's not acceptable. He has to say, "Hareze gitich," the day before I die. So that's also a machlekes hatanoim. That depends on the shayla whether yesh breira, ain't breira. He says, "I want to get to bichal the day before I die." You don't know till after he dies that the get was chal yesterday. Well, when is the day before he dies? He dies today at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So the get, it's a goloi Muslim afriyana. The get was chal yesterday, the day before he dies. But yesterday we didn't know b'shaita that it was being chal. So the Gemara says that depends on the machlekes hatanaim, whether yesh breira or ein breira. But the zman chalois haget is also, if it's ein mavura until later on, lamafreya, that's a machlekes hatanaim. So the Gemara works out what's the nusach of the get going to be. He doesn't want to give his wife a get if he's going to survive the surgery. He doesn't want to divorce his wife. He wants to remain married with his wife. Let's say he's a kohen, so he doesn't want to give his wife a get, b'li tanai. So the Gemara works out the whole nusach of the get. How do you give a get ala tanai? So the Gemara says you have to have tanai kofel, you have to have hen koidim alalav, you have to have tanai koidim maisa, a lot of rules and regulations. So the Rambam quotes the Shita Sago'enim that this requirement for Mishpatei HaTanoim, what we call all the rules and regulations, how you have to formulate the tanai. You have to have a tanai kofel, a hen kodim lav, a tanai kodim l'maisa. This only, he quotes the goyim and he doesn't accept their opinion. This only applies in gittin v'kiddushin. But in dinim mamonis, there's no need for mishpatei hatanoim. Because the Gemara talks about a man gives a lulav and an esrog, a matan manos l'hachzer, and he doesn't give such a long pizman. He doesn't say, if you give me back the esrog today in another 10 minutes, the esrog should belong to you now. If you don't give it back within later on today, should not belong to you now. He doesn't give it. Just matan manos l'achzer. He doesn't give the kofel, the tanai kofel, but the ein kodim l'lav, the tanai kodim l'maisa. So the goyim said, you see from the Gemara, Tosfos quotes it. The goyim said, you see from the Gemara, that you only require mishpatei hatanoim by yisa v'heter, by gittin kedushin, and by dinim mamonis. Every tanai works midin tois, and there's no need for a specific wording. There's no mishpatei hatanoim, no rules and regulations how you have to word it. So the Rama makes fun of that. He says there's no haychacha to back up this shita, and if anything is against the pasuk in Chumash, because the original ruling of mishpatei hatanoim is chalukas Eretz Yisrael. When they were dividing Eretz Yisrael, Reuven and Gad and Chatzi Shevet HaMenashe didn't like the original plan. The original plan was every shevet is going to get a slice going across. From west to east, everyone gets an area. And there in the eastern side of the Eber Yarden, there was grazing area. So everyone gets a little Eretz Yisrael and a grazing area for the cows. Chelek and Eretz on grazing area. And they said, we have more tzon than everybody else. So we would prefer that we should only get an Eber Yarden, and the others don't have so much tzon. So give all the other shvatim, the other 9.5 shvatim, give them a chelek only in Eretz Yisrael, only give us a chelek in Eber Yarden. So the Rabbani Shalom said he's going to agree ala tanai. Im yavru unisaten. If Reuven and Gad and Chatzi Shevet HaMenashe will help out in the war effort conquering Eretz Yisrael, then the deal is on, and they get their halakim in Eva Yarden, and Bnei Yisrael get in Eretz Yisrael proper. Im lo yavru, and if they don't go along, if they don't help out in the war effort to conquer Eretz Yisrael, v'nachzu b'sechachem. Then the original plan is enforced. Everybody gets a sliver, a slice that goes across from one side to the other. So the original mocker for the mishpatei hatanoim that you need kofel and you need ein kodim lalav Tanaika de Maisa, everything is in the case of Dinei Mamonos, what we're doing, Chalukas Ha'aretz. So you see that even in Dinei Mamonos you need Mishpatei Arayim. That's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam, in one place the Rambam quotes the Gaonim and he says there's no Raya. The other place he says not only there's no Raya, there's a Raya against them. So that's the Parsha of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, is plain old Dinei Mamonos. And you see that that you need all the Mishpatei Arayim. That's the whole marker for all the Mishpatei Arayim. So the Ravid comes to defend the Gaonim and he writes, he always uses a sharp Melitza expression. So he said, the Rambam writes, Ein Ladov is a Raya. So the Rabbi writes, Afal Pishain Raya Ladover, Zecha Ladover. What's the Zecha Ladover? So he says, when they were dividing Eretz Yisrael, they were negotiating how they're going to divide Eretz Yisrael. He says, that was Issa Behetah. There wasn't any Mamanis. The Chalukah of Eretz Yisrael is the Gemara HaKibush. And the Kibush, with the Gemara Kibush, it took 14 years till Eretz Yisrael got the full Kedusha Sa'aretz. It took Sheva Shekov, Sheva Sheva Shechilkum. So the Chalukah was the Gemara of the Kibush. And that was the Mekadosh of Eretz Yisrael was the Kibush. So they're changing the whole plan of how to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. So the rabbi says, that's Issa the Heter. But if a man has real estate and he wants to sell it or give it the Matana, any crazy tonight that he makes up is good Midin Tois. Why should you require Mishpatei Atanayim? The only time you need Mishpatei Atanayim is in Issa the Heter. But in Dinei Mamonos you don't need Mishpatei Atanayim. So the Rabbi claims that Chalukah Eretz Yisrael, that the Nesim are representing all the members of the Shevet, that Chalukah Eretz Yisrael was Issa Beheter. Today, if a person dies in Eretz and he has a farm and he divided among the children, that's Dinei Mamonos. But you're talking about the initial Chalukah Eretz Yisrael, when the Rebbeinu Shlom told him to appoint the 12 Nesim as representing all of the Shvatim, that was an issue of Issa Beheter. That was an issue of the Gemar HaKibush. Or to make the kibush, the tchilas hakibush. There were two chalukas. The Rambam writes, the Yud Beis Nesim represented all of the shvatim, that it should be considered the kibush rabbim. And then, after they did the malchon, after they did Sheva Shekopshu, then they had to have Sheva Shechilka to do the real chalukah to the shvatim and to the mishpachas, and then to yechidim. So the Rambam is talking about the original chalukas Eretz Yisrael. The Yud Beis Nesim represented all of the Shvatim, Medina Petrapus. What were they doing representing the Shvatim? They were making a Chalukah Eretz Yisrael before the war, and the Rambam explains in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Trumas to establish that the Kibush should be a Kibush Rabbim. That on the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael proper, everybody agrees you need Kibush Rabbim. On Aratzas Hanoi Safos, that's the Machlokes. Well, Aram Tzova, Kibush David, Aram Tzova was a Kibush Yochid. Where the Kedusha spills over from Eretz Yisrael proper to Chutz Lawrence, to the contiguous land that the Jewish army conquered. So that's a machlokes, but in the Kibush Rabbim. But Eretz Yisrael proper, everyone agrees that you need Kibush Rabbim. So really, the original mocker for the institution of Apotropis, according to the third Pshat in the Gemara and Kedushin, the Parsha of the Reed based in Sim representing the Shvatim, that was for Issa Veheta. That wasn't for Dinei Mamonos. That was to establish that the Melchama was a Kibush Rabbim, not a Kibush Yochid. Other Rabbi, Apotropis does work in Issa Veheta. So that's what the Shach writes in Simon Shin Hei and then Kudus HaKes, and that's at the Peshua. Peshua doesn't refer you to the Shach. Very strange. Peshua was a big Paisik during his lifetime. He was known as a big Paisik. The Nadiv Yehuda writes several times, Kvahera Zaken. So the Peshua Gepaskent, and that's the Halacha. During their lifetime, the Pnei Yeshua and the Rebbe Rabbi Yonis and Ebeshitz were both very famous. So the Pnei Yeshua was known as a big Paisik, and Rabbi Yonis and Ebeshitz was known as a big Bal Pilpul. He used to make pilpulim in the Yukim, and people came from all over Europe to learn by Rabbi Yonis and Ebeshitz, knowing that it was against the law to have a Gemara, and knowing that he makes pilpulim in the Yukim of the Shainas of Rashi and Tosfos. They won't be able to have any Gemaras. They came to learn by Rabbi Yonis and Ebeshitz, even though the circumstances were so uncomfortable. They couldn't have a Gemara. And each one wanted the public to know, Bnei Yeshua wanted everybody to know, not only am I strong in Psak, I can say Pilpul also. So he wrote to Bnei Yeshua. He went down in history as a Baal Pilpul. But during his lifetime, he was known as a Paisik. The Nadiv Yehuda writes, Kvahera Zaken a few times. Rabbi Yonis and Ebeshitz was Fakir. During his lifetime, he was known as a Baal Pilpul. And he wrote the Urim Betumim in the crazy place on Yeridea, the Urim Betumim Chashem Mishpat. He went down in his tree as a big Pesach. But during his lifetime, he was not known as a big Pesach. That he wanted the world to know that he has Yediyas in that area as well.
According to this, that there was Isabel Heter, I don't understand. Anyway, how were the children, how could they make sure? They didn't have to. The parents got the land, the Israel.
No, the Gemara says that they were Yisaimim. There must have been some Yisaimim at...
Who were Bar Mitzvah.
Who are not Bar Mitzvah. And the Nisim had to make a chalukah before they waged the war. So the chalukah, they had to represent everybody in the Shevet. And some of them were Yisaimim at a very young age, before Bar Mitzvah. So the first pshat, the Gemara suggested, was the Nisim represented all the members of the Shevet, Midin, Shluch, Shalom, Kemaisa. Gemara says it can't be, they were Ketanim. Katan can't have a Shliach. So then the Gemara suggests the second pshat, that it was Midin Zochin, and we're assuming that Zechiah works Menatoira, even for a Katan works Menatoira. That was at that Habamina. Then the Gemara rejected it for a different reason. The Gemara didn't reject it because there's no Zechiah for a Katan. Why rejected it? Because he can nichalei b'har, and nichalei b'bika. He can nichalei b'bika, and nichalei b'har. A lot of the people will not be happy with the way they made the chalukah. So the Gemara came to the final maskana that they represented all the members of the Shevet Medina Petropis. So that's the shaila. You backed out from the second pshat. Second pshat was that the Nesim represented all the members of the Shevet. He didn't zochin. So he didn't back out because there's no schir for a cotton. You're assuming that there is chiyah for a katan. So the Ramban and the Rashba and the Chach and the Ran, they say, you see, for the Gemara, there's chiyah l'katan menatar. And Tosfos says, no, the Gemara was grasping for a pshat. So they suggested the second pshat, b'leis b'reira, but then once it's rejected, the truth of the matter is, as chiyah l'katan wouldn't work menatar anyway. So the second pshat wouldn't have lasted anyway. It's not a correct pshat.
The second pshat, Israel Petrobus is always protecting the Yisomim, so we have other cases where we see that they can have
apotropis
for the
gdolim
in the shevet also?
The Gemara says usually you're not mamed apotropis lidiknoni for people who have a beard, for adults. You're only mamed apotropis for ktanim. Yeah, if it's unreasonable, that let the adult take care of his own things. But sometimes over here it'll be unreasonable. All the members of the shevet, they're going to be involved in the chalukas ha'aretz. So here it's reasonable to have one apotropis representing all the members of the shevet. It's not a halacha, you never appoint apotropis lidiknani, just it's not necessary, so you don't do it. But whenever it is necessary, then you can have an apotropis for an adult.
According to the Bali Tosos, they have to say that apotropis is not mitam shlichus, otherwise, I mean, it's just, you still see that shlichus
still works
by ketanim.
According to Tosos, shlichus works by the rabbanim by ketanim.
Right, so how happened?
So apotropis is not midin zochin. So it's midin bailim. We treat the apotropis as if he is a bailim. So that's what Baruch Be'er's question. How do you know that there's a mocha for zochin? Other Rishonim can say, according to the Chachmei Svarad, that apotropis is basically a branch of the din of zochin le'adam shlai b'fonav. But whenever the Zochin is done, a private individual, a good Samaritan, volunteers on his own to do an act of Schia, then Zochin Lekotan is only Midi Rabbonin. And whenever it's done under the auspices of the Bezin, then it'll work Menatur. So then there's room to argue the point to say that you learn Zochin from the Parsha of Apotropis. Apotropis is a branch of the Din of Zochin. But if the old Apotropis works Menatur, Zochin Lekotan only works Midi Rabbonin. So you can't say that apotropis are bad. You have to say apotropis and midin bailim. My nafkamina with apotropis midin bailim, apotropis midin zochin. So it's a big nafkamina in Choshe Mishpat la'alocha. Let's say I want to be makna mitaltalim agav karka. I want to be makna mitaltalim agav karka. So let's say the apotropis wants to sell some of the karka of the Yisayimim and metaltalim of his own. So metaltalim of the Yisayimim, the karka of his own. So if apotropis has been din bailim, so he can be makna the metaltalim agav karka, he's the bailim on the karka, he's the bailim on the metaltalim. We treat apotropis as if he's the bailim. But if you say apotropos and midin zochen, he's doing on behalf of them. So it's really two different people over here. The apotropos is selling on his own the karka to the other party, and he's selling the metaltalim of the assignment to the other party. So there's no kinyan agav. So that's a deal in the choshe mishpat. Whether apotropos midin balam, apotropos midin zochen, whether if the apotropos wants to sell his karka and the metaltalim of the assignment, or they reverse their karka and his metaltalim, would agav work over there or not? Gizba Gemara says woodwork. A gizba shows daka woodwork, because a gizba is dina kibailam. So it's considered as if he's a bailam both on the karka and the metaltalim. That's a din of gizba. Yeah, it's a discussion in the shach and chosh mishpat in the siman of kinyan agav. Yeah. Again, whether what?
If maybe here, if we didn't buy them, like they read in the Rashi, the Shabbos, if we didn't buy them, so maybe you would adapt to use the mother as well, you have the father and the mother.
I don't get it. No, come on.
I'm wondering if the possible that Rashi adapt to what once would say that his mother.
If there's no mother, yeah, if there's no mother approving of the gevurah, then it wouldn't work. Yeah, we don't paskal like that. One is that maybe Rashi holds like that. The Rav Huna's din only applies if either the father or the mother wants to be megar the child. But if I adopt the child, it wouldn't work. Why do you want to say it like that?
Yeah,
that could be the Pashup Shat and Rashi. Heim Nasim Layov, that you need the father and the mother. And Ima Hiviyosel his guy. Yeah, but we don't pass like that. It could be that that's what Rashi meant, but we don't accept that Lalocha. That's where Abchai Moise Paskin, like the Mordechai, against the simple reading of the Rashi. That the practice that we have today, it's a recent thing that just started in the early 1900s. That you adopt a child, and the parents give up the child for adoption, they don't know what's going on. And then the Jewish parents convert the baby, no approval of the father or the mother. That's a modern thing. So Rav Chaim Oizer was the big Pesach, he set up a lot of things for our generation. So that was one of his psukim, that's one of his Jewish. So we ignore this Rashi. We don't either, maybe Rashi meant it, but we're not accepting it. Maybe Rashi never meant it. Yeah. Let's say, when is it a schus for a child? Zachen l'adam shal b'fonim. It's a schus for the child to be converted to become Jewish. So that Pashta says, Rabbi Yitzchok Yochanan held like this. Pashta says, most of the Gedolim in Europe held like this. It's only considered Zachen l'adam shal b'fonim if the child's going to be brought up by religious parents. Going to be brought up to observe Torah mitzvahs. If you have, that's the whole problem in Eretz Yisrael today. You have non-observant people. They can't have any children. So they want to adopt a non-Jewish baby and then to convert it. So what kind of zochel am shleim b'fanav? It's better, maybe it's better to remain a non-observant goy than to become a non-observant Jew. A goy stands a chance of observing Shevet Mitzvah B'Nenar. They're a nice goy and they observe Shevet Mitzvah B'Nenar. To observe Taryag Mitzvah Torah is not an easy story. So if you're brought up by observant parents, so you stand a better chance. That makes sense to say that that's schus. So that was a big machlek. So Yitzchok Yochanan and most of the Gedolim held that it's not considered a schus unless the child is going to be adopted by religious parents, going to be adopted by non-observant parents. Is nisht. The Pashtus is like that.
You say that's maybe Rabbi Yoshev's Chumra from Ritva helps out, because even if you're Zocha, it's a little kid, so if they're not religious now with the Bar Mitzvah, they're going to really have to think about it. And they might reject the whole thing if they're not religious. Maybe it helps them out.
What do you mean it helps, huh?
Because because we said for us, like the rebuttal from yesterday, that they have to do some mitzvahs.
He thinks they need kabbalas on mitzvahs when
so
in front of bezel.
Religious and not religious family, maybe.
Yeah, but that's not the common practice. Nobody does like Rabbi Yasha. Okay. Only a small group of his followers do that. The Rabbanut for years, it was never done like that. Whenever in Europe they would adopt a yosem, they wouldn't have a bezin when the child became bar mitzvah to make kabbalas on mitzvahs. They never did that.
Doesn't Rav Moshe have a tshuva that you can view that Megayer can have to be part of the parents?
Rav Moshe has such a tshuva, right? But most assume not like Rav Moshe. So Soloveitchik, most assume not like Rav Moshe. In fact, the Sri Yesh has a tshuva where he writes that the rabbi in Frankfurt, the Mate Levi, wrote a tshuva disagreeing with Rav Yitzchak Hanna. So he sort of writes in his tshuva a little bit of a chutzpah on the part of the Mate Levi that he took a stand against Rav Yitzchak Hanna on this matter. That you have a right to be Megayer HaKotan even though he's going to be adopted by non-observant parents. The shaila is, what if the child was adopted by non-observant parents and then later on he goes to NCSY and then he becomes very frum. And it turns out, in the end, everything turns out well. Is that considered a schus? So the Pashta says that that's not considered a schus. Whenever there's a din of zochen le'odem shlo'i b'fonov, you have to determine now, does it look like it's a schus and the present? Like we had the Mishnah in Gittin. Mishnah says in Gittin, a man writes a get and he wants to give a get to his wife. She's not here. She would have been here. He would have given them the get bal karcha. She's not here. So he gives a get to someone else that they should be zecher the get on behalf of the woman. The Mishnah says that it's not a schus. And what if it's an Evik Naini, to write a Shtashich Evik Naini? It's a Machlokes HaTanoim. So there's a tshuva in Halichas Eliyahu, that's Rav Soloveitchik's grandfather, Rav Dolya Pruzhina, Rav Dolya Feinstein. So the Halichas Eliyahu has a tshuva where he quotes from the Nesivis, Achoshim Ishpat, what's the issue in the Mishnah? Whether we can be zecher get on behalf of the woman. Machlokes a man and Rabbanan, can you be zecher the Shtashich on behalf of the Evik Naini? Meanwhile, we should be zecher to get on behalf of the woman. And then we'll ask the woman, do you want to get? See, if you give her all the options, let's say you would have picked up a gift on behalf of someone else. I want to give a gift to someone who's not here. So you pick it up on his behalf. So you say, zochen le'odem shlo'i b'fonov, he probably wants the gift. And now he has the option of turning it down. If he says, he doesn't want to feel indebted to me. So he can always say, he doesn't want it. So what's the whole machlokes hatanoim by the Evid Kenaini, the Shtashich Rabbi Kenaini? What does the Mishnah say that a get for an isha is not an act of zochin? Why shouldn't it be zochin? We should be zecher the get for the woman. We'll ask her, are you happy about the fact that your husband divorced you? She may be thrilled. She may be ecstatic. She may have been suffering all the years from this crazy husband and the neighbors never knew anything about it. And she's not suffering. She had a happy marriage. So she'll say, I don't want the get. So what's the problem? Whether it is zochin or it's not zochin. Think more in the end of Yevamos has the sofeg. The man is about to die and he wants to give a get on behalf of his wife that she should need chalitza from her, from his brother. The Gemara has a suffix, whether he can mizech a get liisha b'makam yavam. Should I say, maybe she loves him? Maybe she'll want to have yibum. Or should I say, no? She probably wants to have chalitza, so she's going to have a, it's much better for her. She should have, she should need the chalitza. The husband divorced her. She doesn't have to come on to need the chalitza, no yibum. So the Gemara had a suffix. In that rare case, whether you have a right to be zecher to get. Once you say in every case, always be zecher to get for the woman, and then we'll ask the woman. The woman has all the options. So you see from the Mishnah, that's what Halichas Eliyahu quotes from the Nesivos. See from the Mishnah that you have no right to say zochen le'odem shlo'i b'fonov, unless from the perspective of the present, it looks like it's going to turn out l'tayvosai. I give you a gift to be kind of a Pliny who's not here today. So everybody likes gifts. Why not? And then it looks like it's going to be the tevosa. And then you have to discuss. Then you have to ask him, are you happy about it or not? And the Gemara's lashon is, if it's tzavech mitchil about zof, he turns it down. So then he undoes the zoch. And over here also, the child is going to be adopted by a religious family. They're going to raise him in Torah mitzvahs. So it looks like it's le tevosa. It looks like it's a schus. So then we say, higdi liyichelim limchus. Then, up until bar mitzvah, he's considered like he's a lab badas, as if he doesn't know what's going on. And then that's called tzavach mentchil about tzav. When he reaches the age of 12 or 13, he reached the age of 12 or 13, and we tell him that we have converted you, we did you a favor, then he has the brera to turn it down. But if melechatchila, we're not sure, we're not convinced that it's a schus, so you have no right to say zochin ad mishal v'fonav from the very outset. You don't have a right to say zochin if it looks like it's letoiv osoi. There's such a balamor in Beitza, in the second parak in Beitza. The Gemara says it's the rabbi's responsibility. The Gemara in Erevin says it's the rabbi's responsibility to make an Erev in the community if it lends itself to an Erev. So it's a responsibility of the Rabbanan to make life easier. So Gemara says in Beitza, the second parak, it's the rabbi's responsibility to make an Eruve Tavshilin for all the Balabatim in his community in case they forget. Then you can rely on the rabbi. So a lot of the Balabatim don't know how to make an Erev Tavshilin, so they have a right to rely on the rabbi. Some of the Balabatim are learned. Some of the Balabatim know how to learn better than the rabbi. But they're not the rabbi, so that's not their responsibility. So let's say the rabbi is going to make the Erev Tavshil in the morning, Erev Yontav. He's going to make an Erev Tavshil and comes home from shul at 8:30 in the morning. And he makes an Erev Tavshil and he has the neighbor pick up the matzah with the hard-boiled egg, whatever. So all the Balabatim are going to turn out that they're going to forget. So many of the Balabatim don't want the rabbi to be zeicha on their behalf to make an Erev Tavshil. They want to make their own Erev Tavshil. They want to say their own bracha. So let's say when the rabbi did the Erev Tavshil in 8:30 in the morning, there are a lot of Balabatim who went to work straight from davening. They went to work. They planned to come home, make their own Erev Tavshil and say a bracha. So that if you would call them up on the phone and ask them, do you want to be zeicha on the rabbi the Erev Tavshil? They would say no. I plan to make my own Erev Tavshil. I want to say my own bracha. I don't want the rabbi. I don't want to rely on the rabbi's Erev Tavshil. Then they come home a little late. There's a delay. And then they're rushed. And then they run to shul. And then they forgot to make an Erev Tavshil. So at the end of the day, they need the rabbi's Erev Tavshil. But at the time that he was zeicha, the Erev Tavshil for them, 8:30 in the morning, from the perspective of the present, at 8:30 in the morning, it looked like it's not a toiva for them. It's lira osam. They don't want him. They don't want to rely on his Erev Tavshil. So really, that's a problem. The Balamor raises that problem. So the rabbi should really make the Erev Tavshil at the end of the day. So the rabbi has to make sure that he doesn't forget. Rabbis want to make sure they don't forget, so they make it first thing in the morning when they come home from shul. Make it first thing in the morning, so a lot of Balabatim will not be included. Because if you would call them up and ask them, no, they would say, no, don't make an Erev Tavshil in my behalf. Zochel Adam Shalei B'Fonim has to be from the perspective of the present, when we're doing the zochin, it looks like we're doing a teiva for the people, and then they have a brayer to say later on that they don't want it. But if we're not convinced from the very outset that we're doing them a teiva, then you have no right to say zochin or mishle b'fon.
The carriage is not good, but a guy goes to NCSY.
Pashta says that it's no good, because originally when they were megayer them and.
Be
not observant at all. So you're not doing him a toiv, you're doing him a raw.
Has to be megayer again.
The Pashta says he has to be megayer again. So maybe out of respect for those who disagree, the Matei Levi, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, maybe out of respect for them, when he's megayer a second time, maybe you shouldn't say a bracha. Okay. A lot of times we tell a geir not to say a bracha. If their mother had some kind of conservative geiris or some kind of questionable geiris, so a lot of times tell him, be megayer again without a bracha. But for sure, you can't rely on the original geiris, because it was the Pashta says that it's based on Zochan Adam Shalei B'Fonav. Nachamo. So we had a few suggestions in this Gemara. What's going on? The Pashta Pshat in Gemara is that Ger Katan is based on Zochan Adam Shalei B'Fonav. And Taisa's Kasha was, Tzchil Katan is only by the Rabbanim. How can it be? Tzchil Katan is only by the Rabbanim. So Menatar is really a goy. Some Shalim say, Nachanami. That's why Rashi meant, Mago B'Yayin Kosher. Only when they respect the dinim the rabbanim, respect the dinim the raisa not. Then you have to say the gemara. Ah, but the Mishnah talks about the girl getting married to a Jewish boy. She's already getting divorced. The katnusa. She already got married. Got divorced. So maybe the gemara goes with the shita that it's only with the rabbanim. The shver. The pashtus. We assume that intermarriage is always an isa the raisa. Not only lois is chat and bum is in the zainumis. We assume that even not the zainumis is an isa the raisa. So that's problematic. On this, there's a famous suggestion. Rav Soloveitchik said this, probably Rav Shimon Shkot probably has this. When do you say, there's room to argue the point to say, when do you say Schia mitam shlichas, and therefore Zochen lakotan is only by the Rabbanon, that's if you're relying on Schia for the Maisa. I give you the matana to be kind of a Pliny who's not here. So usually you say zochen on the maisa and zochen on the das. So that your maisa hagbor, your kinyan hagbor should help for him. That's chiyah mitam shlichus, and that's only with the rabbanon. But here, by the ger katan, we're doing the mila and the tefillah begufa shel ager. So you don't have to do, it's not that you're doing a maisa that should relate to the ger. It's only a zochen on the das over here. So it could be that zochen that's only on the das, we gave examples, he gave by the get, it's only zochen on the maisa, a zochen by the shtar shichur. There the get can be given bal karcha, the get shtichur can be given bal karcha, gadisha can be given bal karcha. So there it's zochen only on the maisa, not on the das. Here by the ger katan it's zochen only on the das, not on the maisa. So it could be whenever it's only zochen on the das, not that the pshat that we are offering das as representative of the ger, it's a schiyah mitam shlichus. No, maybe schiyah mitam shlichus only when you're doing a maisa kinyan on behalf of the other party. That's schiyah mitam shlichus. That's the gemara there. Schiyah mitam shlichus. The gemara in Ezer Neshach. But it's only a zochen on das. Maybe then that's not schiyah mitam shlichus. That's a possible. That's in the yeshivas they say like that. Don't remember Rashi. I just know that Tosfos there in Sanhedrin has two opinions. Al Samaches on the base when there's Das Acheres Makna, whether the cotton is kind of in a Torah midrabon. Shach likes the other opinion. Shach paskins against the Mechava. Along Shach Achosh Mishpat, he says, where did Tosfos get this idea from? A chiluk between Das Acheres Makna and Das Acheres Makna. There's no Mokar. The Gemara in the first parak in Bava Metzia is bad. Chotze Sheinam Mishtameres. But he says, what has it got to do with Das Koine? So he rejects the whole Machabe. He rejects that whole day in Tais. He thinks that just like when a cotton picks up the Mitziah, there's only Koine Midirabbanon. So the cotton, when you give a Matana to the cotton, is also only Midirabbanon. He thinks that everything is Midirabbanon. He doesn't accept Tais, but it's usually accepted not like the Shach. Usually assumed like the Shulchan Aruch. That whenever you have Das Acheres Makta, the cotton is Koine Midirabbanon. That's 2 days in the Tais. In Sanhedrin, Daf Samaches on the base. So the Poshim Shat Nigamor is that is based on Zochin. And then Taisa had the problem, how is there Schia for a Kotan song with the Rabbon? How can it work? Okay? So the different suggestions. Then another Pshat was that it doesn't mean Midit Zochin, it means Midin Apotropos. That's how the Shach and the Pnei Yishuv interpreted in Rashi. Then there's a Taisa in Sanhedrin, Samaches, that same Taisa, gigantic Taisa there, Taisa in Sanhedrin suggests maybe there's no Din Bechlal that you need Das Geiris. Just Evidish Atamal Balkorcha, the Atamal Benish Balkorcha. That's Rav Shach points out that Gemara Yevamos. It can't be Megayer a person Balkorcha, but there's no din that you need Medaito. So if you're going to Megayer an infant, it's not Medaito, it's not Balkorcha. It's not Medaito, it's not Balkorcha. So why do they need Nasav and Ishma? Because the adults, by an adult, you can't do a Geiris Balkorcha. That's why they need a Nasim and Ishmael. But by the Ketanim Tataka, wouldn't be any need for Zochin. Yeah. Ibad Gemara says it's based on Zochin. How can they get out of that? So Taisa says, no, not that the act of Ger Katan making him into a Jew is based on Zochin. No. If it's not Balkorcha, it'll work Benatar. Gemara is just asking, what is Bezin getting involved for? What do they need another headache for? So that's what the Gemara says. No, it's L'tayva Sa'ilom. Since it's Zoch Aladim Shalai B'fanav, you're doing him a favor. So that's why the Bezim should get involved. But how is it Chal? It's not Chal based on Zochin. It's Chal because it's not Bal Korchoi. Geris is Chal. You don't need Das HaGer. Okay. We'll lean at it tomorrow. We'll continue that. Higdil Yichayim Limchus. What's Taka the Din on that? So how many people didn't take the B'china yet? Right? Parat Merubah.